Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. The turkey nap's probably the best part of the whole day, honestly.
That's the American tradition right
there. It really is. You know, like the turkey nap, the what's it called? The
tryptophan.
Right during Giants and Cowboys, too. Perfect time for it.
Right in the middle of that crap fest. That's going to be lousy.
Be asleep before it so you don't fall asleep during it.
Hopefully, yeah. 617-779-7937. I want to say thanks again to Danny Ventura for joining the show to get us caught up on all the goings-on here in the high school football finale, which is going to be tonight and tomorrow here as these seniors playing for the last time. In some cases, some will be going on to play in college, but for a lot of these kids, a lot of these guys, this is it. And it's a pretty big moment and a fun day all around. I'm going to try and make it to the Denham game tomorrow, but I just don't know if I'm going to be able to.
Get your ass.
I'm going to try.
Rain, you know.
It's raining. That's the
and
one
windy.
Thing.
It's going to be like 15-mile-an-hour wind and like 100% chance of
yeah,
rain.
Yeah, and we're also hosting. So
yeah, but you don't cook. I've heard the stories.
I know, but getting the house ready is a full-time thing here, cooking or
and
not.
And someone's got to watch George while the
That's
wife
the
is
other
cooking.
Thing. I don't know if I can hold him out there in the rain is the problem.
I already saw that he likes rain. Put his boots on, put his raincoat on, and let him stomp around in puddles at a football game.
I mean, that sounds great. Honestly, that sounds great.
Right?
I have to check.
Little something in your Yeti and go to business.
No, there'll definitely be something in the Yeti, whether I'm at the game or not.
What'd you say, the maple something eggnog heart,
yeah,
right?
Something
well,
like that.
Well, morning might be a little early for an eggnog.
Maybe to you.
Coffee and amaretto.
Okay, whatever. Ooh. To each his own.
We were out in Boulder. We'd be tailgating for football games at like 7 a.m. So I don't know if that's too early. I think we could probably make that happen. If
rules
we
are
to.
Off on holidays and things like
100%.
That.
Oh, 100%. Also, this is the first three-day stretch off that we have. Like ever these
days.
Oh, you know?
I can't tell you Friday how, because I'm usually the fill-in guy working every Friday of Thanksgiving. I can't tell you my first, like, hey, I'm the full-time guy and I'm taking Friday off moment when I don't have to get up Friday morning.
And then Ken's like, can you work on Friday, actually? That'd be
you
great.
Can lose my number, Ken, because I ain't answering.
617-779-7937. Let's go behind the glass.
All right, fellas. So I know
I feel
a lot.
Like
of...
We need a sounder or something.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe
we do.
We'll have some imaging made up for it.
Maybe
that's fine.
Stone
Andy,
Cold,
I wasn't talking.
Like
thank
the Stone Cold breaking music. We going behind the glass. Something
Ooh,
to like
glass breaking.
Yeah. I like that.
That works.
Like
something.
That. Yeah, I'm into that.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry,
so,
DB. Proceed.
No, that's okay. That's okay. So everybody talks about Thanksgiving food. That's one of the three of the Holy Trinity for football. So I wanted to put my own personal spin on it and make it dark. So today we are doing death row meal Thanksgiving edition. Okay. If you're unfamiliar with the concept, death row meal, last meal before you get the chair or whatever else. So you got to pick the absolute best. So I'm going to take you through what I want you to fill out with your plate. We'll go one by one and we'll see who ends up with the best plate for their death row meal. First one, we'll go right to the top. The meat you are adding to your plates. Is everybody in the turkey camp? Arcan, are you a turkey guy?
Yes, I'm a turkey guy. So this is a Thanksgiving meal and we're getting executed on Thanksgiving Day is what you're saying.
That's correct. Yeah, okay. We're really thankful. We're really warming everybody's hearts
today. I wasn't sure if this was like, you know, any meat you want, but it's a Thanksgiving thing. Yeah, I'd go with a mix of white and dark meat.
Okay.
I don't really have much of a preference. I think I like dark meat a little bit more. It's a little juicier.
Yeah.
Generally, but yeah, I'm a turkey guy for sure.
Definitely turkey, definitely white. The good breast meat with a little bit of the skin still on it.
Ooh,
so,
hey now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there was Courtney on the Greg Hill show, and then somebody on Jones and Keefe said they have, or Billy Lanny, they have steaks on Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
steaks,
there is that outlier group, small percentage ham or steaks, mm-hmm. lobster. Some people do lobster, I think, down the Cape.
I do a Thanksgiving lobster. That'd be cool. I've never done that before, so I can't say if I'd like it, but I do love lobster.
You also didn't ask which kind of turkey, because I heard, was it Wiggy? It was Mayo. Mayo was talking about he doesn't like regular turkey as much, just roast. He called it that dry turkey. Mm-hmm. But he likes a deep-fried turkey or a Cajun turkey.
You ever had a deep-fried turkey?
I've never had a.
Have you ever tried to deep-fry a turkey? The videos that you see from every
my brother-in-law.
My cousin deep-fried one year, and it was in this big tub, basically, filled with peanut oil. And it was the best turkey I've ever had in my life.
It's
it was
legit.
So freaking good. It was so juicy and delicious. It was perfect.
Greg Hill did one.
But I've never had it since then, yeah.
Yeah, Greg Hill did one in the parking lot last year. I don't think it came out that well.
No. I mean, it's supposed to, because when you think about it, if you fry anything, it's good pretty much.
True.
Like,
it's fair.
They take vegetables, zucchini, deep-fried zucchini. Yeah, it doesn't taste like zucchini anymore. It tastes like fried mozzarella sticks, basically. So, yeah.
Well, it wasn't like breaded. You just dropped the bird right
No,
in
but
there.
It has that.
But it does have that juice, yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
So, yeah, that would be my, I want my my death row turkey deep-fried.
Beautiful. Sis? Yes.
White turkey, white only, crispy skin.
Okay, beautiful. All right, so this is really what separates.
What about you, Dan?
Oh yeah, white meat, same deal. I'm not a huge dark meat guy. Yeah.
It's better, like you said.
Yeah,
I like it
more
better.
Flavor or something.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. I can't get behind it. And I will also take no turkey slander on Thanksgiving. I hear way too much of it in recent years that people don't like turkey and need to have other stuff. It breaks my heart.
Got the
part
white,
of the tradition.
The whites only guys over here.
I was going to. They were very emphatic. White only.
Oh, yeah. Start that one on my second day. Thanks. All right. This is what differentiates the good from the great. I'm giving you guys two sides that you put with your turkey. Your two sides can be anything. Can be vegetable. Can be in the carb area, mm-hmm. which is the best part of Thanksgiving.
Do condiments count as sides?
No. I don't think so.
Is cranberry sauce a condiment?
No, cranberry sauce is a side.
It is a side. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Go ahead, Arkin.
For me, it's stuffing, obviously. And then the other one is my mother makes this artichoke mushroom casserole.
Whoa.
That is the most delicious thing I've ever had. And she makes it every year. I eat basically the entire tray. If anyone comes near me, I snarl at them and stab them with the fork. And if there's any left over, they can have it, but there never is. It's so good, and it's become a staple of my Thanksgiving every year. So, yeah, stuffing, regular stuffing.
Yep.
I like it, you know, cooked in the bird, too. And the artichoke mushroom casserole, two musts for me.
Beautiful.
Definitely stuffing, definitely cooked in the bird, because
sure.
if it's not in the bird, it's not truly stuffing. It needs
to
be stuffed in something to be stuffing.
Exactly.
Key point.
And I like a lot of kinds of it. I do a traditional, just sort of regular stuffing, but there's, down by me, there's Portuguese stuffing, which has like chorizo or linguiça in it.
Wow.
Some people do like a cornbread-based stuffing. They're all good. So I'll take stuffing.
Yep.
And then I'm a traditionalist. Give me mashed potatoes and gravy. Do I get both? Can I get gravy on my mashed potatoes?
Yeah, I think that's your condiment, right? I'll go to Stiz, the condiment guy, for that.
Gravy's a condiment.
Okay. So I can get that on my mashed potatoes.
But you
okay.
put gravy on everything, so it's not, you know.
Yeah, that's fair. I think it's implied the whole plate.
It goes on the whole plate. Everything
Yeah, you drowned it in gravy,
okay.
100%.
Mm-hmm. Stiz.
Okay, I'm going to go mashed potatoes and gravy for my first side.
It's simple.
Yeah. But see, the cranberry sauce is what really stuck a...
So your second is cranberry sauce.
Yeah. I was only put onto cranberry sauce just a few years ago, and it was an absolute game changer.
Jelly?
Changed my life.
The jellied kind or the chewy has cranberries in it kind?
No, jelly kind.
Yeah, the fake stuff in the can.
Yep.
Still has the ribs of the can around it.
Rib for her pleasure. Yeah,
exactly.
Rib for my pleasure. 100%. That's right. I mean, just a game changer on your turkey.
Yep.
It's just so good.
Yep. Absolutely.
All right, copying both of you guys, mashed potatoes and gravy. I'd honestly consider doing that twice for my two if I had the option. But stupid story is the corn that comes in the butter sauce that you just put in the microwave. When I was growing up, I thought, oh my God, how do they get this corn to taste like that? Come to find out as an adult, it's literally something you buy in the freezer aisle at the grocery store.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I find that it mixes very well with the mashed potatoes. So I'm going corn with the butter sauce.
Anybody like creamed corn?
Yes.
I love cream corn.
I like cream corn.
Everybody in my house hates
really?
It. Like, won't even let me buy it. Like, they think it's the grossest, weirdest thing ever. I think it's so good.
I don't think I've ever had Thanksgiving with corn. I don't think we've ever had corn as a side on Thanksgiving.
Really?
I don't think we've ever had it.
No
love for sweet potatoes here, by the way. At this,
wow.
Entire group.
I love sweet potatoes.
They're not in my top two, but I love sweet potatoes.
Exactly,
That's one I always enjoy. And, there's that stuffing with the sausage in it, which I've had before, too. I think, who did we just talk to that was telling us about that?
Tucker.
Yeah, Ross Tucker was talking about that. My grandmother on my dad's side, who's Irish, she used to make that. So I don't know if that's an ethnic thing. I don't know what, but it is very good. It doesn't look good, but it is very good.
Okay. Next round. Everyone's doing well so far.
Hope we're getting to dessert at some point here.
That's what's next. Before your nap, as you're potentially boozing, what is the dessert that goes after the dinner?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Go ahead.
So this is tough for me because if we're being honest, what I do in real life is a slice of every kind of pie available.
Same here.
So this is but my favorite, and this is non-traditional. I think this is probably like one of the few households. My mother always made it. Lemon meringue pie.
I love
lemon meringue pie.
Ooh.
It's unbelievable. And only homemade. I have yet to find a good restaurant or store-bought lemon meringue pie. It's only homemade. They make them too tart. I like it on the sweeter side.
When I think of lemon meringue pie, I think of like one of those diners with the rotating displays,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but
like
it's never good.
Those aren't good.
No.
I guess I haven't had it, but like that's the only time I really see it is going in a circle
and it's got like the impressive
diner.
Like mile high meringues or whatever with like the little scorched peaks. Mm, so good.
Yeah, I'm a fan of that. I'm a big fan of pecan pie.
Oh, me too.
And I know that's controversial. Not a lot of people like the pecan pie. I'm glad that you do. I think the flavor of that is great, and I also am a big squash pie guy. Like squash pie.
You went the other way.
Squash pie. I can eat an entire squash pie in one sitting.
Does it taste like squash, or is there like
no.
Sweet?
It's very sweet.
Yeah, it's sweet.
It's squash based, and it's delicious.
I am so anti squash and pumpkin pie that it's. They're baby food in a pie plate. I've never understood them, and they're not that good. When you have lemon meringue or pecan or apple or all these others. Those to me are like when all those are gone, maybe I'll eat those as leftovers.
You just said you had a slice of each one.
We don't even make it anymore because
really?
I told my wife it's useless.
Huh.
It's terrible.
Useless. It's pretty good.
Terrible.
It must have gone over well.
But you like regular squash, Andy?
No.
Oh, you don't?
No. But that's not why I don't like squash pie because squash pie is not squash. It's sweet.
Right.
It's baby
food.
It's
mushy. I mean, it is mushy. I agree with that, but I like it. It tastes good.
You need a good crust. Need a good crust with it.
There's a crust. Yeah, the crust is on
there.
There
is, but
I don't know why I'm trying to argue. I don't know why I'm trying to argue.
My mother-in-law makes a chocolate pudding pie, which is really good.
So that's what
Whenever
I was going to choose.
Those are good.
I'm not sure if this is what you're talking about, but I'm going to choose for my dessert. My mom would always make it. Icebox pudding, I believe, is what it was called. And it was like a chocolate pudding with like graham crackers.
Yeah,
and
it's like a graham cracker crust.
Yeah. So that's what I'm choosing for my dessert.
Delicious.
Yep.
I'm watching the calls come in on people weighing in on best pies, which is really the way I wanted to take this. I'm going something in the apple family. I'll go an apple crisp.
Oh, delicious.
Do that with either a scoop of vanilla ice cream or even whipped cream if you're out of that. That speaks fall to me. That says fall. So I'm all in on
Especially
that.
Especially if it's warm and the ice cream melts a little
100%.
Quick question here. I love eggnog. Said that.
Yep.
What do you guys think of the eggnog ice cream that's available this time of year? And some people do put it on their pies for Thanksgiving. I'm not a big fan.
I haven't tried it, but I mean,
I don't think I've ever had eggnog ice cream.
I find it very chemically fake. I think eggnog is so good, and you'd think eggnog ice cream would be even better. And it's not. It's worse.
But it's like it's just like a flavor. It's not actual eggnog.
Yeah, there's something not quite right.
You would think it would be easy to make that because it's all the same ingredients, right?
Yeah, I would think you would just
make it ice cream.
Churn it frozen, whatever. However they do ice cream.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never had it before.
Try it.
Okay.
Okay, last one.
Well, I'm not going to now because you just said it's bad.
No, but maybe I'm wrong. Yeah. I could be wrong.
Nice That's scoop true. Of chemicals on top of my
you
pie
You might be
tomorrow.
Wrong like you're wrong about squash pie. What else do we have,
Dean? last thing I want to throw in as part of this. You've got your dinner. You've got your dessert. Is there somebody that comes to mind, one person, dead or alive, that you would like to have your Thanksgiving meal with tomorrow? Can go a lot of different places.
Yeah, like you could go like a sentimental way.
Yeah.
Despite Schefter's way, I could say like Jesus and make it all religious, even though he said there's no religion on Thanksgiving.
Come on, Andy, go political.
I'm not going political. Not a lot of political interest. You know what I think I would go with? This is lame.
I want to eat with J.D. Vance. Yeah.
No, definitely not. This is lame. I just happened to see it on my Twitter because he's giving away a meet and greet. Bo Jackson.
Money Thanksgiving with Bo Jackson.
I mean, he's Bo. Like, maybe we'll put on highlights of like his Auburn career or something, and just watch football, talk football, eat with Bo Jackson. He's my idol.
This one's easy for me. Alice, who just passed away, Alice from Alice's Restaurant. I'd want to talk to her about all the different Thanksgiving stuff that she's. First of all, she has a song written about her. It's like the number one Thanksgiving song ever, and she's probably got some pretty good stories over the years from that. So yeah, I'd probably want to eat with Alice.
You can just sing to each other.
Probably wouldn't do that. But,
she'd probably say, "Could you not?"
Yeah.
So yeah, I've heard that song before, actually. Yeah. But I would be interested in hearing some of her stories about that.
I was thinking like funny, like Theo Vaughn or like Eminem, or like I was kind of thinking maybe Trump to argue. But I've been on a real big pilgrim trip, and I'm really big into history. So I'm going to go with William Bradford. He came over on the Mayflower. He ended up being the governor of Plymouth. And I would just love to, like, what was it like coming over on the Mayflower? What were those first couple of months like in Plymouth? Like, I would
Look
just
this
love
guy.
To.
That's like a.
I know it's kind of like
your
corny.
Elementary school teacher is so proud of you right now. No. Like, you listened during the Thanksgiving.
If he had just said that name and didn't give the context, I would have no idea who he was.
You
would have
said,
about.
Who the F is that?
I was like, who's William Bradford?
Every time it gets cold out, right? The first day where you step outside and it's like, wow, it's winter is here. I always think of the pilgrims and what it was like when they first came here. And like, just because I hate the cold, I can't stand it. And I just always think like, man, that must have sucked for those guys.
Wow, they had those cool hats with the belt buckles on them. So, you know, they
don't look very warm.
Half of them did not make it. And brutal.
You are a complex dude.
Yes, thank you.
A complicated man. How about you, DB?
And I'm not. So, favorite show in the world is The Office. So to keep with the Boston theme, John Krasinski. Love to hear about what he's doing.
Sexiest man in the world,
That's
too.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sexiest man alive.
So I'd feel depressed about how I look. Well, I'm having a good meal.
All right, very good. There you go. That is Behind the Glass Thanksgiving edition here with Stiz and Dan. All right, 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll get to your phone calls right after Dan Ball. I'll get you caught up on what's trending.